Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 115, verse 1. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. It's said that William Wilberforce marked the passing of the bill to abolish the slave trade in the UK by meditating on this psalm. However great our human successes, it's always our first duty to worship God and to praise him for his greatness and provision. Everything we have and are comes to us as a gift from God, and so we need to make sure that he is the first one to get the praise. From our modern perspective, the slave trade appears so obviously evil that it's hard to believe that the struggle was so great. However, the grim reality is that it was a very long and bitter battle during which Wilberforce and his friends struggled against huge vested interests, including, not least, within the church. He deserves much credit. But he knew that it was God himself who really deserved the praise. I really don't want to detract from your successes in life. If you're an amazing pianist, a successful business person, a fine painter, a loving parent, an excellent church leader, or a talented dancer, I'd like to congratulate you on what you've achieved. It's right that your successes are recognized and that you receive some praise. But the fact is that there is one who deserves recognition and praise in advance of you. Without God, you would be nothing and have nothing. So let me ask you, in what way do you seek to give glory to God day by day? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we praise you for all that you've given us. Forgive us for the times when we've failed to give you the glory that is rightfully yours. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.